This is our returning champion, Judy Tyrer from Dallas, Texas. Stand by to see Judy play for a computer valued at $4,295. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Well, thank you. Hello there. Thank you very much. You are very kind. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you here with us. And if you haven't been with us before, we got some great prizes back there. Every five shows, we change over our prizes. Our champion passed on a lovely prize, a pickup try for other things. Computer, next thing in line. Let's welcome her right now. Judy Tyrer. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, you put $70 in the bank, decided to take the risk that you could play on. Cash jackpot right now is up to $55,000. Might that be of interest someplace?
Absolutely.
I would think so. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right, good luck, Judy. And here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
It's exciting when that cash jackpot keeps building.
Oh, it certainly is.
Who do you have for us today?
Our first challenger teaches math to junior high school students from Los Angeles, California. Let's welcome Vince Benson.
Hello, Vince.
Our second challenger has a burning desire to see the world. Originally from Westmont, Illinois, let's greet Phyllis DeLeo.
Hi, Phyllis. And we'll see you later with some Mr. Bargain, Summer. Phyllis, let's get acquainted. You have a burning desire to see the world. What is meant by that?
I want to see it all. Everything. I don't care which country. I want to see it all.
Well, listen, we have some great trips here on the show. Maybe you'll get one of those.
Yeah.
Good luck here. Nice to have you. Yeah, she knows that. Vince, you teach math to junior high school students. Enjoy it?
Yes, I do, very much. In fact, that I am still alive shows that you can teach secondary school and still remain alive.
I would think so, yes. Good to have you here as well. $20 starts off all three players. We'll start you off with this question. In the hit 1979 film, who played the jerk? Vince?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin is right. $5 for the correct answer. Vince goes to 25. To us, X means a very racy movie. What did it mean to an ancient Roman? Judy?
A Christian?
No, a Christian? No, it's simply the number 10. That's what an X is to a... However, that made sense about the Christian, so... What? No, I'm sorry, Judy. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. I should give you back $5 for an inventive imagination, but you're down to 15. Not much of America missed much of this Miss America when she posed nude in Penthouse. Phyllis!
Denise Williams.
Oh, no. Oh, Vanessa Williams. Vanessa Williams. There's a singer out there who's going to be a little upset at you for saying Denise Williams, however. You lose $5 going down to 15. Who made the bold statement, I came, I saw, I conquered? Phyllis.
Julius Caesar.
Or his brother Emery. You're right, it's Julius Caesar. You're back up to 20. Yes. What are Centipede, Donkey Kong, and Pac-Man? Judy.
They're video games.
That's what they are, and the champion is back to the $20 mark. Well, it's time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Occasionally, we have a sale surprise with a bonus that could come up at any time. Vince, you've got the lead. Got a $5 lead over the ladies. Can we interest you in this?
Elegance is golden when it's this fabulous gold coin pendant. A genuine $10 gold eagle from 1886 with custom 14-karat gold mountain chain from the Superior Stamp and Coin Company. This gold coin pendant is normally priced at $765. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, Vince, that is very lovely. Thank you. That is gorgeous. Now, Vince, if memory serves me right, we're somewhere in the $400, $500 range if it costs you $5. That's a $765 gold pendant, gold coin for $5. So I'm not going to touch that price at all. You won it, it's going to cost you $5. You'd be in a tie for the ladies. Going once, going twice, and he's going to buy. Enjoy it. Yeah, that's a heck of a bargain. That is a heck of a bargain for just $5. You've
got
it?
That means my son and daughter will be fighting over who's going to wear it.
Oh, okay. Your son and daughter, huh? Right. Well, you lose $5 on it. I enjoy that. You're down to 20. Again, we've got a three-way tie. Who busted out of the Mickey Mouse Club to make her mark in the sand? Judy.
Annette Funicello.
Yes, in such great films as Beach Blanket. Bingo, you remember that. Yeah, Annette Funicello it is. The champion goes into the lead by 5.
How many members are there in the U.S. Senate? Vince?
Two for every state. There are presently 50 states, so it would be 100.
Yeah, you're right, Vince. That's what it is. You got a 25. Wasn't taking any chances. You were gonna name them all if you had to.
Give me a chance to think before I answer the question.
In fiction, who was the Pequod's obsessed sea captain? Judy.
Captain Queeg.
No. Pequod was in Moby Dick. That's Captain Ahab. Captain Ahab, champion, bouncing around, loses five again, down to 20. Well, someone's going to bounce up there now to the Fame Game board. A lot of wonderful things up there. Now, you're not playing for dollars. You're playing for a pick of that board. Buzz in when you know this famous person. I was born in Virginia in 1743. I grew up to be tall with a head of red hair. I devised the decimal system of coinage. My many inventions include the swivel chair, the dumb waiter, my library. Phyllis.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is right for the pick of the board. Phyllis, yeah. What number looks good?
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have
$10! The $10 money card. She's happy because Phyllis knows that $10 gets added to her score. She goes to 30 and goes into the lead. Interesting, I was going to say, and I was not aware of this, Thomas Jefferson's personal library became the nucleus for the Library of Congress. We'll be right back. Scores bounced around in that first segment, and Vince got himself a beautiful, beautiful diamond necklace. Phyllis got herself a money card, went into the lead. Phyllis at 30, Vince at 25, the champion Judy at 20. Which sign of the zodiac has as its symbol the archer? Judy.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is right, and Judy ties Vince for second place. In the title of Irving Berlin's hit, who led the ragtime band? Phyllis.
Alexander.
Alexander did it, and Phyllis has another five of a $10 lead for Phyllis. This word can be the name of a titan of Greek mythology or the name of a book containing a collection of maps. Judy.
An atlas.
You solved that. Atlas it is, and Judy goes to 30 in second place. In 1982, Great Britain fought a short war over the Falkland Islands against Vince.
Argentina.
Argentina is the country, and Vince has another five. Ties Judy again. But this time, we've got an instant bargain with Phyllis in the lead. Your first opportunity to buy, Phyllis, you've got a $5 lead. Oh, look at this.
Phyllis, you can liven up your next party with this reconditioned 1974 Rockola jukebox. Its sturdy, ventilated, space-age cabinet houses 100 selections of your favorite hits. Furnished by Jukeboxes Unlimited of Los Angeles. This fabulous jukebox is normally priced at $825. Today on sale of the century choice for only $10.
Dara, I should have warned you, if you get the chance, dance with Greg. Stay away from David. $825, Phyllis, is that a beauty? That is love. You've got a $5 lead. Now, it'll cost you if you buy it. You'd be trailing, but I'm feeling nice. I'm not going to sell it to you for $10. I'll knock $3 off. I'll sell it to you for $7. You'd have an $825 beautiful jukebox. For $7, you would be trailing by just $2. Going once. Going twice. And no sale. Oh. Everybody wanted you to buy that. We were all going over your house, Phyllis, but now we can't. Okay. Well, you've got to play it your way, hanging on to the $5 lead. This reddish-colored ape of Indonesia bears an odd name, which means, Vince?
That's an orangutan.
It means man of the woods, and orangutan is exactly what it is. Orangutan. People pronounce it both ways. You've got another five. What is the name of the psychological test which utilizes symmetrical patterns? Judy.
The Rorschach test.
Ink blots the Rorschach is exactly what it is. We've got a three-way tie. Good game. Name the European capital that is known as the City of Light. Never heard of Paris? Oh. The City of Light? All right, let's try this one. In the fairy tale, how long did Sleeping Beauty sleep? Phyllis!
100 years.
That's what it was. 100 years is right. Phyllis goes back into the lead now. On June 30th, 1982, time ran out on the ERA. What do those letters stand for, Judy?
The Equal Rights Amendment.
That's what it stands for. Judy adds another five, going to 40. Yes, indeed. She ties Phyllis. Did you know, speaking of the Equal Rights Amendment, that the ERA was first introduced, I was surprised to find this, back in 1923. We'll be right back to a good game. Don't go away. It's a very close game with the ladies tied at $40 and Vince just one question behind at 35. Let's get back to it now with the Fame Game. Second crack at the Fame Game board. Phyllis found the $10 money card. There's always a money card up there. We've added a $15 money card. Looking for a famous person. I was born in 1940 in Peoria, Illinois. I was a school dropout at age 14. Later, I developed my comedy skills in a community center and the Army. I worked in New York nightclubs and Catskill resorts. My appearances on Johnny Carson and Merv Griffin led to Las Vegas engagements. I've made many records and such films as Stir Crazy and The Toy. Phyllis? Don't say anything now. Don't say anything. Time is out. No dollar value. Stay at 40. Vince doesn't need any more information.
Richard Pryor.
And he's right. Yay! Richard Pryor it is. Yeah. I think Phyllis had it. She just couldn't get it out. And as soon as her light went out, Vince hit his. Vince, you get that pick of the board.
Give me a six.
And behind number six, we have
five. Find the money card. Didn't find the bigger money card, but he finds a $5 money card. And again, as we add that five, we've got a tie. Phyllis, you are back in now. All three players trying this. Name the U.S. president who was born with the name Leslie Lynch King. Leslie Lynch King became Gerald Ford. No one wanted to try that. In Star Wars, there is a hairy character known as a Wookiee. Phyllis?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is right. That time Phyllis got it out. Yes. And you're back into the lead by five. A large city in China gave its name to the practice of kidnapping sailors to serve aboard ships. Phyllis.
Shanghai.
Shanghai, yeah, they're Shanghai'd. And you've got another five. And Phyllis, you've got a $10 lead. And a great time to get a $10 lead. Phyllis, you can buy and take a look at this.
Phyllis, if you dream of a little excitement, how about with a three-wheeler? The features include electric starter, manual clutch, and a five-speed transmission. It's built for durability and enjoyment from the Burbank Kawasaki. It's normally priced at $1,619. Today on sale, the Century Tours for only $15.
Oh, Phyllis, that's sensational. Thanks, Rick. That is beautiful. You like that?
Yeah.
You have a family, Phyllis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could they have fun? Youngsters, maybe?
A 15-year-old daughter.
Well, and I bet a husband who would like to get on one of these things, too.
Yeah.
$1,619. Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of the bird in the hand versus two in the bush right now with a great prize, because I'm going to leave that price just where it is. If you buy it, you will be trailing, but only the value of one question. We'd knock $15 off, you'd be trailing by five, but you'd have the $1,619 beauty. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I thought she might like it. Back to a good game right after this. Your daughter's going to talk to you, Phyllis. Captain must win for another crack at our shopping area. She's involved in a dogfight. Three good players. Judy and Vince are at 40. Phyllis in the lead at 50. This question. This Roman landmark is the largest Christian church in the world. Vince?
St. Peter's Basilica.
St. Peter's Basilica is exactly right. And you've got another five going to 45. Off the coast of what country would you find a huge coral formation known as, Judy?
Australia.
The Great Barrier Reef. You took a chance and you are right. It is Australia. And Judy goes to 45. In the blockbuster film version of Superman, what superstar played Superman's super dad? Vince?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando was right. And Vince ties Phyllis for first place at 50. Close game. $5 separate all three players, and we have added a big $25 money card up there on the board. We're looking for the identity of a famous place. I am a major North African port on the Atlantic Ocean. My name was Anfa when the Portuguese discovered me in 1468. During World War II, I was the site of one of the major North African landings. Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill met in me in 1943. In Spanish, my name means White House. I gave my name, Vince?
Casablanca.
Casablanca is right. I was going to talk about the film, and you have that pick of the board, Vince.
Right. Give me a five, please.
And behind number five, we have 25.
The $25 money card. We add that to Vince's score, and he goes into the lead at $75. We finish up the game with a speed round. As many questions as we can get in 1 minute, 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Vince in the lead at $75. Phyllis at 50. The champion trails by $30. She's at 45. But anyone can win. We have a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. Who is known as the father of our country? Judy.
George Washington.
Right. On what date does April Fool's Day fall? Phyllis.
April 1st.
Right. What is a Rhode Island red? Phyllis.
A hen.
Right. Name the movie in which Simon and Garfunkel sang about Judy.
Mrs. Graduate.
Right. What is the score of a perfect game in bowling? Judy.
300.
Name the author of the classic novel Frankenstein. Phyllis.
Mary Shelley.
Right. In what city can you visit Back Bay and Beacon Hill? Phyllis.
Maine.
Wrong. How many I must have an answer. Time. You lose $5. In the movies, who was the little tramp? Phyllis.
Charlie Chaplin.
Right. Who was Richard Nixon's first vice president? Judy.
Spiro Agnew.
Right. In what state would you find the painted desert? Phyllis.
Arizona.
Right. Who said speak softly and carry a big stick? Phyllis.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Right. Who wrote the time? We have a new champion with that last one. Phyllis wins it by $5. Wow. Back with a new champion in just a moment. And to clarify, and a lot of things happened in that speed round for any new viewers. With Vince, I started to say how many, and he hit the buzzer, even though I did not get into the meat of the question. If I start asking a question, unfortunately, the player must answer. And that cost Vince a valuable $5. There was an incorrect answer when I asked for the city, Back Bay and Beacon Hill. The city is, of course, Boston. Then the other thing that you may not be aware of if you're a new viewer, Judy started to answer Mrs. Ruff and made a correction and finished the answer correctly, the graduate. But on the very next question, she gave an incorrect answer, and we must take the first answer. She said a perfect game, 100, I forget it was 100 or 150, then corrected herself to 300, but it cost her. We have to take that first answer, and we must say goodbye to our champion. And Judy, you played very well. You've got the cash in front of you. We thank you for being here with us. We must say goodbye to Vince, and I guess that nervous hand cost you a tie, Vince, but you've got that gold pendant worth $765 in the cash in front of you. You're over the $800 mark in cash and prizes. Thank you. And our new champion, Phyllis DeLeo, is going with me shopping. Come on, Phyllis. Brand new things back here for you. Well, that was a crazy speed round with lots of things happening. You came out on top. You've got $75. Now, forget about the price because you are entitled to the first prize. Just say yes with that $75. You can leave us with this.
Here's what you've been dreaming of, a luxurious queen-size bed in solid brass. Old-world quality with modern grace, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus these beautiful bed accessories. A lovely cross tulip quilt with two patchwork pillows from the gazebo. All this normally priced at $3,805. Yours for only $85, on sale of the century.
Well, as I say, forget about that $85 price tag because you had $75, but you are entitled to that first prize. You can take this and leave us or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again, add enough money. You would need, you need another $120, but if you won with another $120, you can have this.
If you're headed for the boardroom, take along this sensational computer. Work with numbers, words, or even pictures. Designed to fit on your desk with second disk drive and printer from Computer Showcase. This prize normally priced at $4,295. Yours for only $195 on sale of the century.
And I must say, up the line, we've got other wonderful things. A great trip. How about taking a look at this? $610 would get you that beautiful automobile. You could have every prize we've got on the stage in total over $64,000 if you got up to $720. To intrigue you further, and it's always possible with a good player, $830 would get you everything we've got on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of $55,000.
And in total, that is $119,005 that you could walk away with. Phyllis, that's a ways away, though. Your decision right now is to take that brass bed and leave us or put your money in the bank, trying to win again, add more money for bigger and better prizes. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. with our champion, Phyllis DeLeo. She's been thinking about it. With the win and the $75, you can buy this beautiful brass bed and the quilt and all the accessories that go with it and leave us and relax, or put your money in the bank and play on. The computer system is next. Many wonderful things up the line. Phyllis, what's it going to be?
I'm going to play.
You're going to play. All right. She's going to put her money in the bank. We will add another $1,000 to that cash jackpot. It goes to $56,000. And remember, that cash jackpot goes up $1,000 every day until someone hits it. Have a nice evening. We'll see you next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Good luck next time.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. Due to a technical difficulty, the speed round was interrupted and the program edited. This is Jay Stewart speaking.